Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. There's no telling which candidates will be left standing after the 2016 presidential primary season. We do know that there won't be so many, and that by the time Republicans and Democrats convene next July, their respective candidates will have been chosen. It didn't always work that way. Party conventions used to be consequential, with candidates decided there. Backroom deals were made. There was real drama on the convention floor and genuine surprises on stage. Back in 1968, Democrats heading to Chicago were divided. That year, ABC ranked third out of three networks and did the unthinkable. Instead of providing wall-to-wall coverage like CBS and NBC, they hired two political commentators to debate the day's events, the conservative William F. Buckley and the liberal Gore Vidal. Our next guest says that television commentary has gone downhill ever since. Robert Gordon is producer and director, along with Morgan Neville, of the new documentary Best of Enemies, which tells the story of the Buckley-Vidal debates, an adapted introduction to his forthcoming book, Buckley versus Vidal, the historic 1968 ABC News debates, appeared in Politico. Robert Gordon, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you, Virginia. Thanks for having me on and up in New Hampshire.
Well, you know, it's such an interesting story, and this was kind of a wild stab for ABC. What was behind this, as they called it, unconventional convention coverage?
Well, for ABC, they were third out of three networks. They would have been fourth, but there were only three. They were that far behind the other two. And this was really economically driven for them. They needed the income from their primetime shows like The Flying Nun and Batman and those kind of things, Land of the Giants. So they didn't want to go gavel to gavel like had become the journalistic standard. And many news outlets made fun of them for forsaking their journalistic integrity. Part of the way they were going to make up for this lack of in-depth coverage was getting commentators on at night to give commentary on what had happened during the day at the Republican and Democratic national conventions. They approached William Buckley, who was the leading light in reforming the conservative movement at the time, and asked him to participate. And this was going to be the biggest audience he would have had yet on national TV. So he accepted, and they said, "Who do you want to debate?" And he named a number of his liberal friends, probably including Norman Mailer. And they said, "Who do you not want to debate?" And his very interesting reply was, "Well, on principle, I wouldn't debate a communist. And other than that, the only one I can think of is Gore Vidal." And I strongly suspect that ABC's next call was to Gore Vidal.
So they knew they were setting up a fight.
They thought they were going to get some friction. What they didn't realize was that they would get the whole explosion of the culture wars that we live in today, you know, neatly packaged in these two guys going head to head.
And you said Buckley was somewhat motivated anyway by trying to rebrand conservatives. He was trying to distance them from, what did he call them, the kooks and anti-Semites. What was behind it for Vidal? Why did he participate?
Well, Vidal had a policy of never saying no to sex or appearing on television. So that's part of what motivated him. And, you know, he had run for political office on the Kennedy ticket in 1960. He considered himself, you know, potentially presidential material, which was something I came to understand in the making of this film and was really shocking to me to realize. But Vidal was a very progressive thinker and also recognized the opportunity of this national audience. And it's important to keep in mind that in 1968, the audience was not predetermined. In other words, Fox now preaches to the Fox audience. MSNBC preaches to the MSNBC audience. Each preaches to its choir. When we were a nation of only three networks, you could change people's minds. So these guys were seizing the opportunity to help recruit people to their way of thinking.
Well, in 1968, Chicago was also remembered for a very different clash. Mayor Daley, Chicago police and National Guard cracking down very hard on protesters. Even Dan Rather, Mike Wallace, other reporters were roughed up while at the convention. How did that play out in these nightly recaps with Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley?
Well, they did Miami first, and it was actually Miami Beach. Gore, when he gets to Chicago, he called it a sandbar with a drawbridge. So it had been this very distant, controlled place, even though there was a riot in Miami Beach, which we found footage of. You know, at that time, the Democratic Party was the party of war. The Vietnam War was their war. And protesters were descending there to say, you know, get us out of Vietnam. We're not going to fight this war. Johnson was not going to run. It had gotten more than chaos to the point where it was practically civil war. There was actual, you know, legitimate discussion of anticipating a civil war in the U.S. over Vietnam. And that August in 68 in Chicago is probably the nearest we came. And Buckley and Vidal, by the time of Chicago, are really reflecting the tensions in the Chicago street and in the country. They both embody the polarized positions.
We're speaking with Robert Gordon. He is the producer and director, along with Morgan Neville, of a new documentary. It's called Best of Enemies, which tells the story of these debates and distinguishes them from the bombastic political debates on television of today. Well, let's hear just a little bit of the penultimate debate between the two. This is where things got heated.
As far as I'm concerned, the only sort of pro or crypto Nazi I can think of is yourself. Failing that, I would only say that we can't have.
Now listen, you
the right of assembly.
Stop calling me a crypto Nazi.
Let's stop calling names.
I'll slap you in your goddamn face, and you'll stay plastered.
Gentlemen, let's go.
Okay, there they go. In their very patrician accents, I might add, calling each other crypto Nazi and queer. Not really civil political discourse, but what was it?
Well, when we were beginning this film, one of the questions we kept asking ourselves was, you know, when did civil discourse become uncivil? And in essence, we knew this film was about these two guys, William F. Buckley Jr. and Gore Vidal. And the research led us to understand that it was also about ABC and about networks and about ratings, because these guys were given 15 minutes uninterrupted each night of the conventions for their contretemps. And it's a much slower burn than we're accustomed to now. And people tuned in because this was a fight that built. You know, ABC was surprised that it was a success. They were trying to steer these guys back onto the subject at hand. But for these two men, the subject was each other. And over time, what has happened is that networks took away the notion of shouting sells. You know, shouting gets ratings. And we live in a world now where commercials are punctuated by 4 minutes of shouting. That's political discourse on TV as we know it. And I think it can be traced to that incident, and the build is forgotten. The build is where the content was, and the content has been forgotten, and all we have is the shouting.
Well, we had two public intellectuals duking it out on television, and your lament is that it is not something that we're likely to see today, despite having hundreds of channels of content. But why not? I mean, there are plenty of pundits debating issues of the moment on television.
Well, I don't know. I tune in and hear talking points from party shills. Sometimes I hear pundits. Sometimes there are a few environments left, but not many. We don't hear it in the public discourse the way we used to on, say, Dick Cavett or even Johnny Carson, in a way. These shows weren't advertisements for the newest release of whatever. And I have a little hope, you know, that with all these channels, some network that's just like all the other networks will be failing and say, wow, we can't attract the audience everyone else is attracting. What audience out there is underserved? And that perhaps someone would say, what if we try to create an environment that recruits what we used to call the public intellectual, someone now in a university or a think tank who is engaging to the public. That's what we forget, the humor of the public intellectual, who's not a party shill. We finished this film in January of this year, and we've had it on the road at film festivals for, you know, 8 or so months. And I can say, based on my encounter with now thousands of people, that Americans are hungry for nuance and are hungry for actual content. You know, networks are afraid to break the mold. That one, I hope, will finally take the chance, and we will be able to see original thought return to television.
Well, Robert Gordon, a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you. And I can't wait to see the film.
Thanks for having me on.
Robert Gordon, his producer and director, along with Morgan Neville, of the new documentary Best of Enemies, which tells the story of the Buckley-Vidal debates, an adapted introduction to his forthcoming book, Buckley versus Vidal, the historic 1968 ABC News debates, appeared in Politico. You'll find a link to read it for yourself and more on the documentary and the book at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.
What happened to Sharon? Wasn't it a provocative act to pull down an American flag and put up a Viet Cong flag, even if you disagree with what the United States is doing?
It is not a provocative act. You have every right in this country to take any position you want to take, because we are guaranteed freedom of speech. We've just listened to a rather grotesque example.
Now, let's not talk at the same time. Okay. Mr. Buckley.
Certain acts that are lawful are nevertheless provocative. I'll give you an example. George